And now we're ready to move into the seventh psalm. The title of the seventh psalm declares that it is a Shigayon of David. The word Shigayon is a little obscure as to exactly what it means. Some simply interpret it to mean a psalm, or another word for a psalm or a song. Others interpret this to mean that it has a wandering or irregular effect, and it means that it'll have an irregular meter to the construction of the poem. And some think that since this is such a spontaneous outpouring of feeling on the part of the writer here, that he didn't give it in a regular form like you'd ordinarily find in a song or a poem. And so it's called a Shigayon. A Shigayon of David. Of David indicates the author. And there's no reason to think that David didn't write this. And as a matter of fact, there are several circumstances in the life of David that would very well fit with some of the things said in this seventh psalm. And the title further says that it's of David concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. Now, we do not know who Cush was. There are several interpretations of this. One is that Cush was actually Saul, who was a Benjamite, and Saul who did do much harm to David. Others say that this word for Cush refers to the man named Shimei, who did David much wrong in using much reviling speech against him. And then others say that it actually refers to a person who is named Cush, an actual person of that name, and we do not have any record of this person in the story of David. And that is probably the most logical conclusion, that this is a person of that name, and we're here learning about him for the first time, but he did do some wrong to David by using words against him. Now this word here for words of Cush, that are found in the title, are translated in the margin to mean the business of Cush. And it simply means that this person brought about some bad language against David. He used reviling speech, that is speech that would be of very derogatory and defaming nature. He abused him with speech. He may have also told lies about him or against him, or to him, and so this would all come into the category of using these words against David. Now, the fact that we do not have a specific mention of this and can know for sure precisely what part of David's life is being referred to here does not take away from the effect of this psalm. For we all have times and occasions in which people use words against us, in which people are going to abuse us with speech, in which people are going to use reviling language or maybe lie about us or to us. And so we then can take much comfort from this psalm in knowing what kind of an attitude we should have about this, knowing what kind of help we have from God when we're in these types of situations. And so this very definitely then can be applicable to us many times in our life, because there are going to be many times in which we're going to have men to use words against us, men to abuse us with their language. And consequently, it's well to know then how we are to react in such a situation and how we can use this psalm to our benefit. So, beginning with verse 1 of Psalm 7, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. So here he appeals to God as O Lord my God, the one and only God of the universe. The prayer is directed to God. There's no question about this. It's not directed to any lesser power. It's not directed to any other kind of a spiritual object or being, but it is to the God of the universe. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Now his first statement, his opening statement in this song is that he puts his trust in this God. And this word for trust actually means flee, and it gives the idea of him fleeing to God for protection, of him running to God so that God can be his refuge, of him moving in the direction of God as he moves away from his enemies. And certainly this should be our attitude as we are approached by our enemies. When we move away from these enemies, let us move towards God instead of moving further away from God. So that's what the psalmist is saying, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Now this idea of save me from all them that persecute me implies that there was more to this threat than just mere words. There was actually threat of bodily harm here. And not only that, but phrase to be persecuted includes even the idea of death. So that it was a very real, a very physical threat here, not just some idle words being given against David. So save me from all them that persecute me. Also indicating that there was more than just one person involved. This Cush had no doubt some friends or some assistance in his persecution that he was giving to David. And then he says, and deliver me. That is, rescue me. You be the one that gets me out of this difficulty. Deliver me. Verse 2, lest he tear my soul like a lion. And of course, the he here would be Cush, whoever this Cush was. Tear my soul like a lion. The word soul means life. And so the threat was a very real physical bodily threat. And unless we could live in a country where there were lions that were loose on the countryside, and we might be attacked by a lion anytime, or especially if we were alone, and see what a fearful thing this would be, how little protection we would have fighting hand-to-hand combat with a lion, it's hard for us to really get the true fear that this psalmist had. But this person that was opposed to him was like meeting a lion, and he would tear my life, or tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces. And the word for rend means to break or to crush, crushing my body, my bones, tearing my muscles, tearing me apart, so that my body would be in several pieces, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. That is, he would be in a position in which he would have no help from anyone else. Only God could be depended upon to give him deliverance in this case. And so he's praying to God for this. Now, those who feel that this psalm was written as a result of the persecutions of Saul against David can very well fit this into that idea. Saul, who was the son of Kish, was a Benjamite. He did cause David to have to flee for his life. And of course, this could have been a psalm, which is stated here as a Shigeon of David, meaning a wandering song, or a song given while David was wandering, while David was fleeing, didn't have any permanent place to dwell. And the threats of Saul against David were certainly bodily threats. He did throw the javelin at him. He did send men after him on numerous occasions to take his life. And so it was like meeting a lion. It was like having the body threatened with being torn into pieces and having none to deliver except God. And so we can see then that whoever, whether this was actually Saul, whether this was actually another person named Cush, whoever this was, it wasn't just mere words, but they were using words all right, but also there was a true physical threat against David. These first two verses form the first stanza of this psalm, and they're simply saying that the writer here is praying for deliverance from his enemies. Now, beginning with the third verse and going through the fifth verse, this writer of the seventh psalm declares that he is innocent of the charges that had been brought against him. Verse 3 says, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands. Now, the writer here is appealing to God to understand that he is innocent. He says, if I have done this, whatever the deed he has been accused of. No doubt, this Cush that's referred to in the title to this psalm has accused him of doing some kind of a bad deed, has accused him of wronging him in some way. So it's as if I've done this. If there be iniquity in my hands, and this word for iniquity really means the taking of some kind of property that doesn't belong to him, the taking of something from another while he's on peaceful terms with him. If there be iniquity in my hands. So the writer is saying, if I am guilty, he further says in verse 4, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me. That is, if I've treated this person in such a way that was an evil way, even though he was at peace with me, even though I had no cause to mistreat him, if I'm guilty of this. And then he further says in verse 4 in parentheses, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. He's saying that not only have I not wronged this person, not only have I not done the iniquity that I've been accused of, but I delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. That is, there was a time in which I actually did good to this person. I actually saved him from some kind of a calamity himself. And of course, this could apply to Saul. There were times in which David could have killed Saul, but he didn't do him any harm. There was one time in which Saul was asleep in a cave, and David cut off a part of his skirt to show how close he had been to him, and later he showed this to Saul. He didn't want to do any harm to him. And those who feel that Cush in this psalm is actually Saul use this as one of the reasoning points to show that there were times in which David could have done harm to Saul, but he didn't. He delivered him. He let him go. And of course, there could have been other times in the life of David with other persons, especially if this Cush is another person. But the point is that David is saying that he is so far from being guilty that he actually went beyond and went the other way and delivered this person from evil. He refrained from doing him any harm when he could have. He saved him from some kind of a problem that he really didn't have to save him from. So he is showing that he is not guilty of doing him any harm. So we can see how appropriate this argument is, how much force it does carry to be able to say, no, I didn't do the person any harm. Not only did I not do them any harm, but I went beyond and I delivered them from some kind of a problem. I delivered them. I gave them aid. I assisted them. And so we have a two-way argument then here. One of the negative act of not doing anything bad, but the other is the positive act of doing something that's good. I delivered him. And he then says, him that without cause is mine enemy. He doesn't have any cause to be mine enemy. This is a false, slanderous accusation against me. It has no basis, and so I'm ready to defend myself. I'm ready to stand vindicated of these wrongs and of these charges. And this shows us today how plainly we should act toward those round about us. As we do good unto others rather than evil, then there may come a time when that will be something that can be used in our defense if we have false charges brought against us. We must end our study at that point for now. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.